In a world of conflicting values, when questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Well, good morning. Thank you for joining the Word for Life broadcast. I'm Pastor Ken Keltner, a pastor at Brookside Baptist Church, and Pastor Mark Widmer is out of the office and not with us today, but I have our newest pastoral member, Scott Sander. And so, Pastor Scott, good to have you with us today.
Good to be here, Pastor Ken. Good morning, everyone.
And we're in our study of Judges, but before we jump to Judges, let me give you a couple things going on here at Brookside as we're in this Christmas season. Coming up this next Sunday at 6 p.m., our adult program is entitled The Promised One. That includes our orchestra, our choir. It's a drama, and so that will be at 6 p.m. And then our Christmas Eve, the 24th on Sunday, we regular service 9, 10, 15, no Sunday school classes meeting that day. And 4 p.m. Is our Christmas Eve service. It's a candlelight service, lasts about an hour. And so we would love for you to join us if you don't have a church home or you haven't been attending a church, to join us on Christmas Eve. And then Sunday the 31st, normal schedule in the morning, and then at 8 p.m., that will be a time we have some fellowship, food, we'll have a film that evening, and some activities, and that'll take us up to about the new year. So we look forward to what's coming up, but let's go back here to Scott, and glad to have you guys here, and Pastor Scott will be a teaching and counseling pastor on staff with us. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Scott, and your wife, and all this, and you and Diane, all that's been going on.
Yeah, I'm married to my wife, Diane. We have one daughter, Victoria, who's also married to Anthony, and they're expecting little baby Esther any day now, and we're excited about that. We've been coming to Brookside almost 2 years, and we love it. The Lord led us here through a good friend of ours at Answers in Genesis, and I was saved back in 2005. Had a blood vessel burst in the back of my eye because of my diabetes, and the Lord got a hold of me that I needed to get right with Him, and I got right with Him, and it's been a great adventure ever since.
Been growing ever since, right?
Yep.
And you're working on an advanced degree from Bob Jones, and what is that you're studying?
That's correct. I'm doing a master's of biblical studies, almost halfway through.
Well, we're glad that you can step in for Pastor Mark. He's not feeling well, and you're here to help us as we continue on in our study of Judges. And we're working our way to the end here. If you haven't been with us, we're in chapter 18, and our whole theme has been hearts of stone, feet of clay, as Israel has found themselves in a cycle that is repeated 7 times in this book, where they sin against God. Most of the time it goes into, it's actually idolatry and immorality. And God then brings judgment. He spanks them, and they are going to serve another group of people. And whether it's the Philistines or the Amorites or whoever it might be, there is... they're treated like slaves, and they go through difficult days and sometimes for years and years. And then they cry out to God. They're making supplication for Him to help them, to save them from this. And then God brings a judge, or He brings a Savior along. And that judge is able to be used of God to break whatever bond they're under. And then... soon after that, they're right back in the cycle. Pastor Scott, we've talked a little bit about it being like being on the gerbil wheel. Mm-hmm. You know, you just can't get off of it. Mm-hmm. And so in chapter 18, if you remember, we've left off that there are some spies that are looking for a place the Danites, can settle in, and they are trying to find this place, and they come in contact with a Levite, and they're wanting to know if they continue on, will they be successful? Why don't you read verse 5 for us, Scott, if you would, of chapter 18.
So they said to him, "Please inquire of God that we may know whether the journey on which we go will be prosperous."
Now, if you remember from our study last time, they were looking for a place to settle down as a tribe. But remember, Joshua had given them a certain area that God said this is going to be for the Danites. And they were reluctant at driving out the inhabitants, and thus they got pushed up into kind of a little mountain range. And that, obviously, that's not where God wanted them. And secondly, that's not really where they wanted to be. And so now they're going to go out on their own and try something. And what's interesting is they're going to settle into an area, into a situation where the Assyrians in 722 BC will finally destroy them. Mm-hmm. Their motive for traveling and looking for something wasn't good. Their attitude about the people of Laish was not good. They were interested in the idols that were there at this young man's house, Micah, that if you remember, he stole from his mother. I mean, that was a mess in itself. And he had really hired this Levite priest. But the Levite in verse 6 has learned something. Basically, if you're going to succeed as a minister, you must tell people what they want to hear. Why don't you read verse 6? Because remember, verse 5, these spies are saying, hey, is this going to be a safe place for us to go? So, hey, you need to talk to God and find out, is this going to work? See what takes place in verse 6.
And the priest said to them, "Go in peace. The presence of the Lord be with you on your way."
All right, so this is what you really would like for me to say, and this is what he says. And so in verses 7 through 13, though, of chapter 8, it is just a total motivation by greed and violence. I mean, this motivation is this inner drive to achieve something that you have set as a goal. You know, and Scott, you know, motivation is a powerful tool.
Yep.
I still remember the story someone told me of the young fellow who was working at a fast food restaurant, and he was closing one night, and you know, so he gets off about 1:30 in the morning or whatever it is when they close, and normally he had his bike, and he would actually from his house to the restaurant he'd have to ride his bike around a cemetery, but this one particular time is parents had dropped him off for work, and he thought, "And you know, I'm just going to cut across the cemetery at night, and I'll get home pretty quick." Well, unfortunately for him, it wasn't really a full moon out, so there wasn't a whole lot of light, and he fell into a newly fresh dug grave, and it was kind of painful for him. But he dusted himself off, thought, "Man, I got to get out of here," and he's trying to jump out of this grave, and Cade finally said, "Oh, I give up, man. I just got to wait." He's talking out loud to himself. "I got to give. I just got to wait till morning. Maybe somebody can help me get out of here." And from the corner, he heard a guy go, "Hey, I've been trying all night myself. I haven't been able to get out." And immediately when he heard that, he flew out of that grave. I mean, motivation is a very powerful tool. And here in Judges, the motivation is bad. You know, the spies are going north, and they're going to eventually start destroying people. Why don't you begin reading at verse 7 for Scott, if you would.
So the five men departed and went to Laish. They saw the people who were there, how they dwelt safely in the manner of the Sidonians, quiet and secure. There were no rulers in the land who might put them to shame for anything. They were far from the Sidonians, and they had no ties with anyone. Then the spies came back to their brethren at Zorah and Eshtaol, and their brethren said to them, "What is your report?" So they said, "Arise, let us go up against them, for we have seen the land, and indeed it is very good. Would you do nothing? Do not hesitate to go and enter to possess the land. When you go, you will come to a secure people and a large land, For God has given it into your hands, a place where there is no lack of anything that is on the earth.
So here again, they're being fed a lie here. This is not where God had intended them to be. And the sad part is the Danites now are going to eventually go in and destroy these people. And it's not because they're an unholy group or it's God's judgment on these people in Laish, but because they're prosperous. The land's good. They've worked hard. They built it up. I mean, it sounds like something's got we'd hear on the 10 o'clock news. That innocent people who've worked hard, have benefited financially, are the ones being targeted by a bunch of thugs and criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And these spies are looking at this one question. Will we benefit from this? Will we make some money on this? I mean, these five spies traveled 100 miles north from their encampment at Zora to Laish, a town inhabited by the Sidonians. These were a peaceful group of people who minded their own business. They had no treaties with anyone. But because they were secure and prosperous, they were also unsuspecting. I mean, it's a quiet little place of peace and tranquility where the Danites really believed that they could live in affluence, enjoy the land, and forget about that land God had originally intended. You know, why fight when we can sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Why sacrifice when we can just settle down? One thing's obvious. If you want to live in Laish, you must become an idol worshiper. I couldn't help but think, you know, Scott, as I was looking at this passage, how this spirit of ease and laziness really seems to be a great danger facing the church today. No lover of the cross can retire from God's mission in this world. We've been given a mission, my friends. And if you want to settle down into life as a comfortable Christian and not live the life God intended for you, then you're going to have to serve an idol, and that idol is going to be you.
Yep.
I remember being challenged one time, are you going to be comfortable or are you going to be committed to the Lord? And I remember I had to make a decision, you know, are we going to stay where it's comfortable right now, or God, are you moving us? And I really struggled, but boy, when that question was put to me, are you going to be comfortable or are you going to be committed? And Judges 18 really contains the typical spy elements, commissioning of the spies, the report of the mission, an announcement of the spies' return and their report. You know, isn't it interesting in verses 9 and 10 that their report includes a declaration that the land is a divine gift? In other words, it's from God. That was not true. And they are now even believing a lie.
Their mind's made up.
Yeah, exactly. Let's take it.
It's like a football player, a defensive lineman that sees a fumble, picks it up, and gets discombobulated and runs the wrong way.
And that has happened before.
Yeah.
That has happened before. Yeah, exactly. A great point. I hope that you'll join Scott and I in our next broadcast. As we continue on here in Judges 18, and I trust you have a great day.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer, or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org, or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.